I know you're tired of being all I ever wanted. You no longer feel the love I have for you. What happens now? What will I do with all the memories and the dreams of all the things we'll never do? But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you before you go how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again. I feel my life has reached an early sign of autumn. In my heart, the leaves are falling. Love is cold, and everything that once was warm and new is gone now, leaving nothing but this hunger in my soul. But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you before you go how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again.
You have just tuned in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I am your host, Mariah Marillini, the Boston Medium, right here. We are here, we're clear. We're here, we're clear. And this is American Roots music happening right now. American Roots music. And a special edition of Sunday Service, of Paranormal Playground Sounds, of my regular show that airs Tuesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. And today, again, we're in celebration of the Lionsgate Portal, day six of the portal, August 2nd. So, you know, this is the time. This is the time. What are we manifesting? What are we bringing in? What are we connecting with? What are we truly connecting with in this moment? What are we truly, truly uplifting ourselves with and embracing ourselves with in this magic, in this place, in this time, in this connection we have right now with each other, with our lives, with God, with spirit and the universe? So, yeah, let's sit back. Let's listen to some beautiful roots music. of a celebration of where all of our magical music comes from, American music comes from, the heart of the world of music comes from, is roots music. And so right here from America is the roots of, celebrated everywhere, is American music, American made music. And we celebrate that and so proud of that. So yeah, it's okay. We got gospel, we got bluegrass, we got country, we got Dixieland jazz, we have swing, all 1950s, rockabilly, doo-wop, we have classical, and we have, of course, hip-hop. We have uplifting hip-hop here. So let's continue with our, and of course, jug band, old-timey. Let's continue. Around 120, we're going to do the inspirational speaking. I love you so much. So let's continue. Let's lift our vibrations high and connect with the infinite spirit. Whew.
Can be found. If I end up drinking everything in the room, I'm just acting a fool for getting you. Acting a fool for getting you. Look over the horizon. What do you see? Another sun is setting on me. Last rays of sunlight taking my sanity. If you see me howling, howling at the moon, I'm just acting a fool for getting you. Acting a fool for getting you. Won't sing again. I drink myself green. Don't mind that money I spend. You were the last thing I had left to lose. I'll be acting a fool for getting you. Acting a fool for getting you.
Chamber, oh, yeah. Alone. And arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. Right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. So long. So long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now hear he. Wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models. We rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. But here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers. The way Kathleen need it, Regis. Jesus. That's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out, God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
On the under.
Here we are on the air, inspirational speaking, connecting with spirit, connecting with wholeness, connecting with love, wisdom, and the power of being present. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Our moment of inspirational speaking comes within channeling the infinite good and what wants to be broadcasted through direct channeling right now. Sunday service. We're coming to this place on the Lion's Gate portal where we have an opportunity to shift our entire paradigm, to shift our reality, to shift our life. What are we changing? What are we shifting? What are these silent battles? What are these silent hills we have to walk up? What are these wars, these spiritual wars we are facing continuously within ourselves? Because we are always in a place of a kind of consciousness in our collective consciousness where there is a viewing of the world outside of us and how we can be manipulated to believe and think that there are things outside of ourselves and things that are outside of our world that is causing attack, causing harm, causing threat to us in our world, and being manipulated to react to that threat and blaming and saying, that's why my life is this way. This is why I can't do this, because those groups of people are doing this. A person with that different skin tone is doing this to me. That those groups of people, the government, they're all doing these horrible things to me. And this is why I can't do anything or get anywhere. And you stay in that consciousness. You stay in that little small box, in that little small narrow place, and you don't get anywhere in terms of being alive, being fully alive, taking full responsibility of our lives. And that's what we need to come back to and understand, that we have full responsibility. There is law. There's natural law. There is laws of effects. There is what you give out, you're going to get right back in. And there is all kinds of things that are going on. There are all kinds of choices and abilities that we have to connect with this place. We're either in this higher place of consciousness, this higher place of being, where we are fully in control. We are the masters of the universe. We have orchestrated a world in which we want, or we are connecting in a lower realm where we have, you know, ultimately submitted to a place of what we could settle for. We've submitted ultimately to a place that is subpar. We've submitted to a place of mediocrity. We've submitted to a place that is not really dwelling on our higher selves and our higher good. So we come to this place of love, joy, and beauty, and gratitude, and magic. So we express this place of this inner place where we can really love ourselves, really love our higher being, and really be okay, but really come into these places where we can also see the darkness. We can also see these flaws. We can also, and that's what it's about. We really miss the whole sight of what it means to be a human being. And we like to, in spirituality, we love to just dwell on the goodness, the righteousness, the infinite path of what is all holy and godly and pure. And the reality is that that's not the reality of the whole thing. If we are in a spiritual tithing, if we are in a spiritual place, if we are in this place of spiritual liberation that is away from any organized religion, any kind of mob mentality of conformed thinking within our faith, if we are away from that, chances are that hell has been your experience. Chances are that the darkness has been your experience. People who come to this place of just seeking freedom, there's no way that their life has not been tainted by the dark, by the lower realms, by suffering. And when we come to those places, where we see all of that and it comes up from ourselves and we're no longer hiding this place of shame, and we're no longer in this shameful state of those places and where we have suffered. Oh, that is where liberation comes in. That is where the freedom is. That is where the reality of the wholeness of spirituality is. It's not in these places of, let me present myself as a good person. Let me be this holy person that could do no wrong, that is always righteous, that is always right, that is always glowing and then bathing in this purity, in this innocence, and just never doing any wrong. No, you're always wrong. In the eyes of a society that can no longer think for themselves, you will always be the bad person in the story of a world that is under mind control. You will always be something wrong. There will always be something wrong with you. There will always be something problematic in the eyes of a collective consciousness that cannot take responsibility for their world and their reality and their creations. So the moment you step away from that and say, it's okay, I'm okay to be the villain in that story, I'm okay to be the Joker in the Batman story, I'm okay with not being liked, I'm okay with the world seeing me as the villain. The moment we step into those places where we are okay with being the bad person in someone's story, that's where the freedom is. And we have to always remember this. We spend so much of our lives and so much of our time in perfection. We spend so much of our lives and so much of our time trying to play this role of being this role model for people, trying to be this image of how others should model their lives, and it's not real. What is real is your journey and what you feel within yourself of your moral compass of right and wrong. And then whatever you give out and you put in, you got, that's your responsibility and what you carry. And understand that. There is no black and white magic. There is no negativity of how we use our power. There is only cause and effect. And we must understand this. And we must realize this understanding within ourselves. So the more we accept ourselves, the more we accept and love those unloving parts about ourselves that people would see and just completely be repulsed by, is the moment we spread less of our infected emotions to others, is the more we understand ourselves and our power and understand that we are true masters. Whether anyone agrees with it or not, you are in ascension. The moment you connect with your purpose and your inner self, knowing in your intuition of why you are here, whether anyone agrees with it or not, it doesn't matter. You are connecting with the divinity of what is. That's all we have. That was an interesting channeling. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Service right here. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. Ooh, I got the hiccups. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And all these things that we have done in our lives and everything that we are doing, you're being, and as we ask Spirit, we ask Infinite Spirit for love, for mercy, love and mercy. We shall receive it. We shall receive it. We must do what we need to do to obtain perfect health, perfect wealth, and love. Amen. Please stay tuned. We have more Roots music coming in. We have more love. We have more joy. We have more of light. We have more uplifting into our being. And sometimes I don't even need to be on the air speaking, channeling. When you're here at Sunday service, you just feel, you can feel the flow, the overflow of abundance. Amen. So I love you so much. Have a beautiful week. I mean, beautiful week. I mean, beautiful day. We're still here. I'm not signing off. Sorry. I mean, when I say a beautiful week, I mean the whole point of that opening and that opening up our consciousness was for that. Amen. For your week to be changed through the Lionsgate portal. And our intention is to connect with our next step of what we're supposed to be. Stay tuned.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Tippy-tippy-toeing through the house, gotta see what's the matter with the baby. It's been a ballin' and a squallin' and a kickin' on the wall. Oh, well, I guess it dropped its little bottle, baby.
Oh, Daddy, come a-runnin' with the water and a rag. Gonna need another little diaper, maybe.
No need a-hesitatin' or a-wonderin' and a-waitin'. I know what's the matter with the baby.
No need a-hesitatin' or a-wonderin' and a-waitin'. What's the matter with the baby?
Oh, mama, rock a baby, daddy, rock a baby too. It's a yawning and a getting sleepy, maybe.
So, mama, keep a rocking, daddy, rock a little too. And at last, it's a sleeping little baby.
Tippy-toeing, daddy, tippy-toeing too. Gonna try to do a little sleeping, maybe. Whether it'll be a minute or an hour or two is depending entirely on the baby.
Well, I hear the clock a-ringing, just a-donging and a-dinging. Daddy, go and make a little money, maybe.
Mama, sleep a little longer, but remember while I'm gone, won't you please take care of the baby.
After all, it's just a little bitty baby.
Oh, mama, rock a baby, daddy, rock a baby too. It's a yawning and a getting sleepy, maybe.
So, mama, keep a rocking, daddy, rock a little too. And at last, it's a sleeping little baby.
And at last, it's a sleeping little baby.
And at last, it's a sleeping little baby.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind. is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him.
Hi. Yep, that's happened. That's happening. That's happening. Right there, that's happening. Anyways. Oh, Sunday service. We still got so much more Sunday servicing to do. I hope that uplifted your light, your love, and your magic. So, anyways, I love you. I love you. Just putting out love. Just putting out love. Just putting out love. Just putting out love. Just putting out light. Just putting out all good things. Let's continue. Let's continue. Gratitude is the one emotion that just is coming over me today, just being alive, being here. Just breathing, just love, just love. It's a lot of country happening, actually. They wanted to play. Deal with it. Here's some Hank Williams. Oh, well, it's Sunday service. We're doing the gospel.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Donald, I'm a native of the isle. Was born among old Erin's bogs when I was but a child. My father fought in 98 for liberty so dear. He fell upon old Vinegar Hill like an Irish volunteer. Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers. Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers. When I was driven from my home by an oppressor's hand, I cut my sticks and greased me brogues and came o'er to this land. I found a home and many friends and some that I love dear. The jabbers I'll stick to them like bricks in an Irish volunteer. Then fill your glasses up, me boys, and drink a hearty cheer to the land of our adoption and the Irish volunteers. Then fill your glasses up, me boys, and drink a hearty cheer to the land of our adoption and the Irish volunteers. When the traitors in the south commenced a warlike raid, I quickly then laid down my heart to the devil with my spade. To a recruiting office then I went that happened to be near, and joined the good old 69th like an Irish volunteer. Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all to blazes, says the Irish volunteer. Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all to blazes, says the Irish volunteer. Now when the Prince of Wales came over here and made a hubbaboo, oh, everybody turned out, you know, in gold and tinsel too. But then the good old 69th didn't like these lords or peers. They wouldn't give a damn for kings, the Irish volunteers. We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take a nobility, says the Irish volunteer. We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take a nobility, says the Irish volunteer.
if the traitors in the south should ever cross our roads, we'll drive them to the devil as St. Patrick did the toads. We'll give them all short nooses that come just below the ears, made strong and good of Irish hemp by Irish volunteers. Then here's to brave MacLellan, whom the army now reveres. He'll lead us on to victory, the Irish volunteers. Then here's to brave MacLellan, whom the army now reveres. He'll lead us on to victory, the Irish volunteers. Now fill your glasses up, my boys, a toast come drink with me. May Erin's harp and the starry flag united ever be. May traitors quake and rebels shake and tremble in their fears when next they meet the Yankee boys and Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Maher and Nugent and their Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Maher and Nugent and their Irish volunteers.
Well, that does it for Sunday service right here at 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tubbs. Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. And I particularly really liked the Sunday service message. I feel like it was very heartfelt and just a lot of truth that we all really, really, really need to connect with. And connecting with all of this. So anyways, I love you so much. Please have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your week, life, whatever. you know, more inspiration from the infinite spirit is here. All right. Good night. Love you. Continue. Continue on. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. Remember that? Remember that show? Wayne's World? Anyway. I love you so much. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. Until next time, Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m.
Down on their knees. See the 24 elders down on their knees, and we'll all rise together. Lord, we'll face the rising sun. Yes, we are bowing around God's altar, down on our knees. Yes, we are bowing around God's altar, down on our knees. And we'll all rise together, Lord, we'll face the rising sun. The 24 elders down on their knees, and we'll all rise together. Lord, we'll face the
that rising sun.
Look at that road.